The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
We've reveled much in the recent Supreme Court decision vacating pretty not only constitutionally but morally horrific decision handed down by the High Court nearly 50 years ago. And with that, of course, there's been a great sense of celebration. But before we get too excited, let's also be mindful that as it goes, this was not the Supreme Court saying abortion is illegal in America. This is the Supreme Court saying abortion is not protected or codified in any form, even as a so-called unenumerated right within the Constitution, and therefore decisions regarding such matters, the legality thereof or lack thereof, need to be made by the individual states. So now it's up to California and Utah and Washington and Texas and et cetera, to make those decisions. Many states queuing up into all of this already passed laws. Others said the minute it's vacated by the court, our laws will go into effect. Still other states, like California, have doubled down and tripled down to not only continue to provide abortion services legally in California, but on an increasing basis to make sure that Californians are paying for those services, even to the point of suggesting in a new bill that abortion services in California be free. Well, you know, there's no such thing as free lunch, right? That means at the end, California taxpayers will be paying for them. And so when you look at this troubling dichotomy, it means that while some states in the union can celebrate and enjoy the victory lap, here in California, the work just got more difficult in some ways. Thank God that we have organizations like Real Options standing in the gap. And for women that find themselves in unplanned pregnancies, that are confused, that feel alone, that don't know where to turn or how to seek complete information that doesn't come with just an agenda related to money, as typically with the way it's promoted by Planned Parenthood, well, there in the gap stands Real Options. Joining me now is the Chief Executive Officer of Real Options, Valerie Hill. Valerie, welcome. And, you know, as I say, we celebrate in the decision by the High Court, but that also means for organizations like yours, if it wasn't busy before, it's about to get a whole lot more complicated.
Well, thanks for having me on tonight, Craig. You are right. That is exactly what we're hoping we can do, is intercept and serve many, many more women as California leans into providing not only abortions for the women that live here, but the travel expenses, as you said, and they're calling it abortion tourism. So trying to lure women to come to California for chemical or procedural abortions. So Real Options, we're in five locations in the Bay Area, medical clinics, licensed medical clinics, providing many good services for women, well woman care, prenatal care, STD testing and treatment for women and men, along with the ultrasounds that are so key, and the optimal health coaching and options consultations for women who are unsure of what to do when they're facing an unplanned pregnancy.
You know, one of the big issues here that I want to talk about, Valerie, and we've touched on this around the periphery in the past, the notion that there has been a huge mislabel, a misnomer, to suggest that those that have supported abortion on demand are somehow, quote unquote, pro-choice. when in fact seldom, if ever, do they articulate a true choice. If that were the case, California, it, like Planned Parenthood, would say, we're happy for a pro-life clinic to stand aside us as an abortion clinic so that women have true choice. But in fact, of course, that's just a ruse and demonstrative of that. And I don't know that it's easy to get into the heads of the motivation behind people to do things like this other than they're obviously very angry and are dealing with some pretty significant issues where, for example, in the midst of all of this, again, their own label is I'm pro-choice. Well, if that be the case, why would they take such steps? And let me give as an example something you guys have been through recently, and that is to go online and use one of the various online review services out there and leave upwards of 100 fake reviews attempting to do nothing more than scare women off. These are not clients. These are not people that have been there to real options before. These are obviously pro-abortion trolls seeking to cause some damage. Tell us what happened.
Well, last week, within 2 days, we received 88 fake reviews to our Yelp page and more, not more, but others on our Google review. So what that does is it's an attempt to harm our online reputation so that women who need us would not find us or would not want to come into our clinics, would not trust us when we're actually providing, as you said, true choice with support and compassion and excellent medical services. But those women, if they really these people who are doing this, these trolls, as you said, were really caring about women's choice and women's rights, they would never do this because it is flying in the face of women and their safety, their health, and these opportunities that they have for the services that Real Options provides, along with all the emotional, spiritual, mental support that we can provide for them, a very holistic approach that we take.
Really makes you wonder at the end of the day what goes through the mind of somebody who is taking that approach to try and shut down complete access to information for women. You know, this is difficult enough, emotionally enough, confusing enough, and then to say, well, we're just going to try to paint a single-sided picture here, a one-dimensional picture, and maybe hope that they don't notice. I mean, what goes through a person's mind that does something like that or is motivated that way? I mean, are these people that angry or that confused or that evil or that money hungry or maybe all of the above? Don't know, but it's pretty telling, isn't it? Talk to us a bit about this and ways in which it's a real critical time, Valerie, for all of us to be standing with organizations like Real Options, literally standing in the gap at this point.
That's true, Craig. It really is. This is a time for the church to rise up and partner with us and other life-affirming clinics around the country. There are about half of the states that have some really good protection for the unborn, and people in those states should consider supporting the work of life-affirming clinics and centers like Real Options in California, in Washington, in Oregon, Montana. These are all very pro-abortion states, according to this map that I've been looking at today. And, there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. So it's time to invest in life. It's time to take a stand. I really feel, and we've really sensed it at Real Options, that the church is waking up even more to this issue right now because it's become front and center It's almost like those people that thought it was just something political that they didn't want to get involved in can finally see and understand that it's time to be the church. It's time to be the hands and feet of Christ and show compassion and provide excellent services and support and compassion to women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, because we care about parents. We care about both parents, and we care about the most innocent, the most vulnerable among us are the preborn children, and their little lives hanging in the balance while these moms and dads, if they're not finding good information, it's in California, the end of their life. So we want to provide everything we possibly can to everyone that needs our services. And those women that maybe have taken the chemical abortion pill, there are two medications. I think most of your audience is probably better educated than some to know that when you talk about abortion pill, chemical abortion, it's two medications. And that first medication stops the progesterone, the natural progesterone, from nurturing the life of that fetus. And there can be a miscarriage from that. But if not within 48 hours, she takes a much stronger medication, which will force an abortion to happen. And a lot of these women are not going to be seeing a physician if they're in another state and they're ordering this medication through the mail. Or I know California's even talked about putting it in the pharmacy. It's over the counter. It's not Plan B. This is not Plan B. This is the chemical abortion pill. So between that first and second pill is another opportunity that clinics like Real Options have to do what's called abortion pill reversal treatment, to provide that free of charge to these women that have taken that first pill and changed their minds and they don't want to take that second pill. And we have that window of time to do what we call a mid-abortion rescue and perform an ultrasound and check on the viability of that baby and give her all the support and information we can to help her, and then continue to replace the progesterone injection, a very good dose, and gets the reversal started, and then through medication that she can get at the pharmacy. Progesterone is so safe and has no side effects on the mom or the baby. It's been used for decades to stop repeated miscarriage. And this is another thing that these trolls have done online, is they've gone on websites and they've created content online that says you can't reverse an abortion. You can't do anything about it. If you took the first pill, you have to continue. And that's not true. Women have choices, they have options, and we want to give them all the support that we can to help them change their mind if they want to save the life of their child.
You know, it's I don't know what we would call it, medical malpractice. It's just horrific in my mind that the FDA has allowed these RU486 style abortifacients available to the public that is administered without ongoing medical supervision, that effectively, and I know some people are going to wince at hearing this, and I apologize. I realize we're trying to present a family-friendly program here, but sometimes you just got to say the truth. It essentially induces, I guess for want of a better term, through medication, induces the woman to miscarry, to self-abort. And when this happens, there's no physician in attendance. There's nobody there to lend moral support, medical support. There's nobody there to supervise that something doesn't go wrong, that the woman doesn't bleed out, that there aren't other complications. You've basically thrown the entire hormonal balance into a tizzy to create this horrific side effect. And that's what it really is. It's a side effect of the medication. And the fact that they would even consider this to be OTC in California, I'm shocked, Valerie. I am absolutely shocked.
Certainly is not care for women. It is not health care. It is not reproductive health for women. It is horrible. It's barbaric, and it's very, very sad, and it is no way to treat women. We can do better. We can do better as a church. We can do better as a culture. We can do better for women. And we need to band together and do that.
Yeah, and I want to change up the conversation. Valerie, we've heard such things as, for example, yesterday was announced the governor of New York is setting aside two sets of $15 million to provide abortion providers in that state. I understand that in Santa Clara alone, a county that's dealing with a lot of issues, a pretty significant homeless problem, et cetera, and soon about to lose Great America, I understand, that they've managed to come up with $3 million to go to Planned Parenthood. It's a shame that, again, if government purports to be equal and fair and provide parity and real choice, that there's not some money coming the way just as a, you know, without strings attached, use it as you feel fit in order to help educate women. We know, of course, that's not the case, and that's not going to happen anytime soon, if ever, in our lifetimes. So that really comes down to people like you and me and the folks in the pews and the people that have a passion for life and want to protect it to step up to the plate and help make a difference. And maybe you can spend the next few moments, if you would, and kind of help us understand if Californians are ultimately having to pay for abortions for everybody, includes those coming out of state, then where does the funding come from for organizations like yours that can give women information and true opportunities of choice, quote unquote?
Well, that's a great question. Most of our support, over 90% of our support, comes from people like me and you, Craig, individuals who care about life, who care about women, men, and students, and preborn babies. And so they invest by giving into our 501c3 at Real Options, and we appreciate the generosity of the people that support us. We do have a community grant once in a while, but it's few and far between. In fact, right now we have a grant that $250,000 will match your giving through August 31st. We call it our Summer Match Campaign. And we're blessed to have this grant for such a time as this, when we really do need to strengthen the organization and the five clinics around the Bay to be able to meet the needs and to provide the excellent medical services and all that goes along with them for women that are finding us online. And finding us on their phones and finding our website. And so we're very happy and blessed to be able to offer this matching grant opportunity. And if people want to give stock. That's a great tax way to give, tax planning way to give, because you don't have to pay tax on your stock. And Real Options will cash it in and use it for serving women, safeguarding lives, and impacting families and students with our sexual risk avoidance education that we have going on right now. We have summer workshops going on right now to help students going into middle school, high school, different age group workshops, and our education team is busy doing that, because if we can reach them now, and your investment comes into Real Options for this, we are going to have a better and brighter future for these students that understand healthy relationships and understand what's toxic in a relationship and what cyberbullying is about and what their love language is. And kids are getting educated in ways through our curriculum, our optimal health curriculum, that's just amazing. Things that I wish I would have learned before middle school or even in high school or college. So there's a lot you can do to safeguard lives and save lives, as well as serving women who find themselves in desperate, life-altering decisions, so that we can be there for them, we can be the safety net, and that's how the church rises up to partner with us. Individuals and mission boards on churches who include us very generously to be a part of safeguarding lives with real options. Thousands of families are served by us every single year. Over 1,000 babies' lives, almost 1,040 lives saved last year, and we're hoping to reach more this year. But it's always a holistic approach at Real Options. We care about women and men who've suffered pregnancy loss, whether it be miscarriage or past abortion. We have wonderful retreats, so your investment goes far and wide for prevention education, for the medical services and support, and also for the pregnancy loss healing for people who already made an abortion decision years ago and they need healing. And our Rachel's Vineyard retreat is coming up in August. People can go online to friendsofrealoptions.net and sign up for that. And I promise they will not be disappointed. It's the best weekend of the lives of the people that have been through it. They just would never trade that experience. It's full of compassion, full of grace, full of the love of Jesus. And they can become the forgiven and set free people that God wants them to be, that Jesus died for them to be.
Valerie, so final question tonight. I'm curious, in your viewpoint, as we, you know, this decision handed down by SCOTUS to vacate the 73-row decision is still working its way out. By that, I mean that some of these regulations that are being passed by other states have not fully gone into effect. There are other states like our own that are trying to figure out just how extreme can we possibly be in offering abortion on demand with no strings attached. Meanwhile, we're anticipating an influx of people coming into the state seeking abortions, and there's going to be a very narrow, almost 11th hour window of opportunity as people come here. That maybe is the night that they've arrived and staying in a hotel room, anticipating going in for a procedure tomorrow, that we have a scant opportunity to be able to get some truth to them so that they can perhaps change their mind and make a decision on an informed basis, as opposed to being sort of coerced into all of it, such as the case with the way organizations like NARAL and Planned Parenthood have manipulated the facts for so many decades now. Does that, in your mind, give a real uptick sense of urgency here in terms of people getting behind and standing with organizations like Real Options?
This is a time to do that. This is a time to get on the life train and pray, ask God what you can give, ask him what you can do. We have wonderful volunteers and volunteer opportunities. We have many positions open for paid staff positions. We need nurses. We really need nurses. It's not easy, Craig, to find pro-life nurses who want to serve in our clinics and be on the payroll and get trained in obstetrical ultrasound and be a part of this team for life. But we need nurses. We need them in all of our locations. Oakland is a very busy clinic. We could serve more women if we had more nurses. Our nurses are providing most of our services. We have a wonderful nurse practitioner that comes in and does prenatal care and well woman appointments. But by and large, our nurses are, under the direction of our medical director, are providing most of our services, and those ultrasounds are key. And so, yes, we need help and we need people. and we need investment, and we need your prayers so that we can. And especially over our digital marketing, Real Options has one of the most robust digital marketing campaigns of any life-affirming medical clinic organization in the country. We really do. And we have an amazing person in Donna Heckey, our director of marketing, our vice president of community outreach. She is the best doing this. And she really handled those 88 fake reviews and responses to them on her own. It wasn't an easy couple of days for Donna. But
oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. And, you know, this is the reason why, again, getting the truth out, bringing parity and balance is so critically important. So I want to encourage folks, stand in the gap. Be there to make a difference. And if you've been wondering, as you've been watching the news out of D.C., how I can get involved, how you can play a more significant role, then we invite you to check out friendsofrealoptions.net. That's the website where you can find out more about the work and outreach of Real Options, and most importantly, how to stand with them. Friendsofrealoptions.net. That's friendsofrealoptions.net. Our thanks to Valerie Hill, CEO of Real Options, for being with us on this segment of Lifeline.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.